us draw near. Praise Him in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth. Shelters thee under His wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen all the entreaties of me granted in what He ordaineth? Praise to the Lord, who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely thy goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Honor anew what the Almighty can do, if with His love He befriend. Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore Him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before Him. Let the Amen sound from His people again.
Good morning. Please be seated for a moment. A warm welcome to all of you this morning who are here with us, and a welcome to those of you who are visiting. There will be lemonade after the service on the lawn outside, just in front, I believe. Is that right? Yes, they're nodding at me, so I'm right. You're welcome to join us, and thank you very much for being here. I look forward to worshiping with you this morning. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, has taught us that what we do for the least of your children, we do also for Him. Give us the will to serve others as He was the servant of all, who gave up His life and died for us, but lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Romans. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for Him, and He shall give thee thy heart's desire.
Lord, wait patiently for him, and he shall give thee thy heart's desires, and he shall give thee thy heart's desires. Commit thy way unto him, and trust in him. Commit thy way unto him, and trust in him, and fret not thyself because of evildoers, or rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Wait patiently for him. Or rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him, and he shall give thee thy heart's desires, and he shall give thee thy heart's desires, and he shall give thee thy heart's desires. Rest in the Lord, or rest in the Lord, and wait, wait patiently for him.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to one known to us as Matthew. Jesus said to the crowd, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the gospel of Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Please be seated. I see this is a place where ask and you shall receive actually happens. I didn't grow several inches this week. I talked about missing a little box, and here it is. So I'm taller this morning. Thank you. Where do you keep yours? You know that most essential of essentials, the list of things to do. Do you keep it on the fridge? Or maybe in your pocket? Perhaps in your date book? Or in your wallet? Do you keep it on the dashboard of your car, or maybe by the phone? Do you make your own list, or does someone else make it for you? My list of things to do is generally a collection of scraps of paper I carry around with me everywhere I go. Occasionally, I turn the scraps of paper into a nice, tidy list, but inevitably, it doesn't take long until new scraps arrive, supplementing the list with new things to do. It's endless. I never seem to get through the list. My list is a terrible task maker, always demanding, never relenting. The thing is, I know I'm not alone. All around me, folks talk about their lists. Always so much to do. Never enough time to get it done. It's as if there's a leak in the web of time, allowing precious seconds to drip away, leaving us with our lists incomplete and the clock run out. Actually, those lists are symptoms of a much bigger problem. You see, we're a driven society, always under constant pressure, pressure to perform, pressure to produce, pressure to acquire more possessions, more money. The only trouble with more is you never get there. Every time you get close, more demands more. The result? A society constantly spinning its wheels, where those who can't keep up are left by the wayside. Lists get longer and longer. People are more and more frazzled. Creation is strained to the breaking point. Even the Energizer Bunny can't keep up. It's like being on a hamster wheel. The faster you run, the more you stay in the same spot. You just can't get anywhere. All you get is tired and used up. There's no rest for weary souls in a system of insatiable demand, open 24/7. Enough already. To quote the 1960s Broadway musical, "Stop the world, I want to get off." The thing is, that's not the world God made. In God's world, there's a rhythm to life, like breathing in and breathing out, a rhythm we have forgotten to our detriment. So how do we get off that hamster wheel? Well, I'm happy to say there is hope for this mess. That's where today's gospel medicine comes in. Come to me, Jesus says, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus' invitation offers an alternative to the craziness, a yoke that is easy to bear because it fits. Jesus' yoke is made for us. Jesus offers a way of life outside the production-consumption system that is sucking the life out of us, sucking the life out of creation itself. Come to me, and I will give you rest. Rest. Rest that eases burdens, the deep healing rest of God's Sabbath, a way of life that refuses to participate in the anxiety system around us. Now, let's be clear here. Jesus isn't offering us a quiet weekend away, as much as we might like that, or more time on the couch, as nice as that might sound. Jesus isn't asking us to do more with less, either. Jesus is inviting us into a way of discipleship that puts God at the center. Learn from me, Jesus urges us. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. Let me show you. Let me help you to know God and to cherish the image of God within you. When you do that, you'll find rest for your souls. Let me teach you to enter God's Sabbath. You see, even God was tired, I'm thinking actually exhausted, after all that hard work of creation. God had come to the end of God's energy, so what did God do? God set aside the endless list of things to do. God rested. Then God taught us to do likewise. To live life focused on our life-giving relationship with God and with the rest of creation, a rhythm as natural as breathing in and breathing out. The heart of God's teaching is perhaps God's greatest gift for us. It's the key to being fully human, fully the creature God made us to be. God said, "You shall keep my Sabbaths." Sabbath is a sign forever between me and you. In 6 days I made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day I rested and I was refreshed. You shall keep the Sabbath because it is holy for you. You shall keep the Sabbath not for God's sake, but for yours. One day a week, trust God to look after the world. Stop working. And remember, you are more than what you do. Rest in Christ. Come unto me, Jesus said. Learn from me, and I will give you rest for your weary soul. Our society desperately needs us to model Sabbath living. To live with God's restfulness at the center, to honor the image of God within us and within creation. Come to me and I will give you rest. For the way of life I offer is right for you. It's made for you. It fits you like your favorite shirt. Learn from me. Hear the call of your loving God drawing you to become fully the creature God made. You see, it's simple, really. Sabbath living breaks the cycle of anxiety that focuses on what we do, that values us only for what we produce. Instead, Sabbath living calls out of us the courage to be, the courage to value ourselves for who we are. Children of God, practitioners of generosity, hospitality, and forgiveness. Sabbath living offers us time, space, and freedom from carrying the weight of the world so that we can recover our true selves. Jesus calls us to take up his yoke, to come home to God, to embrace life in all its fullness with restfulness at its center. And the good news? With Sabbath living, there is only one item on the list, to answer Jesus' call. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Therein lies our hope and our salvation. With a little practice and with God's help, that's a list we just might be able to keep. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as together we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Prayers of the people. Our loving God is here, attentive to his children. Let us pray to him now. Father, we pray that your church may always be open to receive your love. Keep us swept clear of pomposity, complacency, or self-righteousness. Let us come humbly and simply into your presence and wait on you, knowing our dependence on you and rejoicing in it. As you have called us, Lord, we come to you. Father, we pray for all world leaders and their governments, for the strength of authority comes not through force and domination, but through cooperation and mutual respect. We pray for greater consideration of the needs of one another and of our planet, and a desire to right past wrongs and injustices. As you have called us, Lord, we come to you. Father, we pray for a growing maturity in our thinking and our loving that enables us to be childlike. We pray for healing from all the damage that prevents us from growing up. We pray that our children in this church may be helped to grow strong, and we thank you for all we learn from them. As you have called us, Lord, we come to you. Father, we pray for all who cry out for rest and relief, all who are carrying terrible burdens that weigh them down. We stand alongside them in prayer and remember especially Sylvia Brightwell, Liz Bailey. We pray for all those whose poverty denies them the chance of healing, and those whose wealth denies them the chance of knowing their need for you. As you have called us, Lord, we come to you. Father, we thank you for your gentleness and humility, which puts our pride and vanity to shame. Teach us to trust more and more in your truth, discarding what the world considers essential, and rejoicing in your freedom. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. My brothers and sisters, the peace of the Lord be always with you. And earth, receive our sacrifice of praise and strengthen us for the perfect freedom of your service through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God. Through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer, He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, He took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, He stretched out His hands in suffering
and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation we praise our voices to proclaim your glory, the glory of your name.
Gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. As our Savior taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Thank you.
fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious measure, sung by flaming tongues above. Oh, the vast, the boundless treasure of my God's unchanging love. Here I make faith's affirmation, thus far by thy help I've come, and I hope by thy compassion safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Come thou font of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me sung by flaming tongues above.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And now may God the Creator grant you the grace to see yourselves as God made you. God of love, grant you the grace to value yourselves as God values you. God of life, grant you the grace to dream God's purpose for you and the courage to live that purpose from the depths of your being. And the blessing of God, Creator, Lover, and Giver of life, be with you and those whom you love and care for this day and forevermore. Amen.
With thee, grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. This is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord.
rejoicing in the life-giving power of the Holy Spirit to love and serve your God.
Walk with me, come on and on.